The platform. Step up and speak out.
It is a very good evening to you on this Monday evening, the 6th of November. This is ZFM Stereo, my station, your station. It is The Platform with me, Farai Mwakutuya. Now today we're talking about the Geo Pomona Waste Management Project, which was officially commissioned earlier today by His Excellency President Emmerson Mnangagwa. The Geo Pomona Waste Management Project was consummated between the City of Harare and GeoGenix BV in 2022 amidst protests by the opposition-run local authority. Now, despite the disapproval, the deal was approved by Cabinet after it sailed through the Zimbabwe Investment Development Agency, ZIDA, approval processes. Today, President Emmerson Mnangagwa gave the deal a seal of approval, and it has been touted as one of the potential solutions to the waste management crisis afflicting Zimbabwe, as well as a contributor to the energy crisis in the country. We bring you some special excerpts from that project, but before we get into the proceedings that took place at Pomona earlier today, just to give you a bit more background on this project, which has five components, and these include: number one, the construction of waste to energy 22 megawatt electricity grid that will feed into the grid. So 22 megawatts of energy will be generated at that site using waste, and that will be contributed to the national grid. Number two is the construction of an urban waste landfill. Number three is an urban waste recycling and stabilization plant. Number four is a wastewater treatment plant. And number five are a variety of recreational facilities. We'll begin with some excerpts from President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who spoke highly of the project, saying that he was pleased with how the project is progressing and has encouraged the spreading of the project to other provinces. He wants to see similar projects run in other provinces, and he tells Harare to step up with waste management processes. Here's what the president had to say.
It is my pleasure and honor to have been invited to tour and officiate at the groundbreaking ceremony of the Pomona Waste to Energy flagship project for the city of Harare and the surrounding areas. This project serves as a testament to my government's commitment to seeing communities transform to world-class standards, where residents enjoy the ambience of modern built environments. It also marks the beginning of a new era in the restoration of our sunshine city, distinguished by clean environments and friendly communities. The journey to Vision 2030 and realization of the aspirations and our national development strategy is multi-pronged. To this end, my government welcomes the participation of the private sector stakeholders towards accelerating our country's economic growth and the provision of world-class services. The Geo Pomona Waste to Energy project highlights the confidence investors have in the conducive business environment which has been fostered by the Second Republic. Further, it attests to the positive results that can be derived from mutually beneficial partnerships between the public and the private sectors. Panapa Paino Kanachupura Korodi Rukoyu, wherever one's on my watch. Pachimbo Pota Pachita Moto uchivona madzimai nana baba vachibumburuka muchinongo vaitsvaka zvavaitsvaka tikati zvino haana the second republic ngazvipere. Ndokutsvaga kuti nyika dzinogona kugadzira zvinhu zvakadai dziri kupi. Ndokuwana vedu vana kuti vashore zvinoitwa kumwe vagovena zvokuno vakagona kuita izvozvo. It is therefore commendable that under the build on operate and transfer joint venture model, the project will see the construction of a waste to energy plant which will produce a maximum of 22 megawatts of electricity. Saka kana magetsi anobva pa chino yanga iri pano hazombosiyana neanobva kuhwange anenge angova magetsi ose. Once on the national grid, the energy output will go a long way towards augmenting our national energy mix. Matavana makore makumi mana na makore matatu, 43 years of independence. Takatanga tisingazivi kuti marara munobuda magetsi. Zvino meya amakoni mukanzai marara anoita magetsi.
I congratulate and commend the board and management of Geo Pomona Private Limited for this innovation and complementing government efforts in the energy sector. Well done, well done. Your decision to invest in this sector is much appreciated. My government is committed to creating employment and empowerment opportunities for our women and the youth. I'm pleased to know that this Geo Pomona project has a staff complement which includes this important demography of women and youth. Furthermore, through this project, waste is now a valuable commodity that will provide throughput to the plant while improving overall sanitation and hygiene in the city of Harare. Kare pakazara makomo nemakomo pano etsvina taipfuura takabata muno. Iko zvino unototi wauya pano unotenga machips mutano zvodyira pano. Kana the undesirable landfills, including the resultant ground and air pollution, should now cease to be a public health and environmental challenge. This is an example of that. More importantly, the conversion of waste into energy remains a critical component of reducing greenhouse gas emissions and thus an important intervention with regards to climate change mitigation. Meanwhile, the envisaged benefits to be generated under this project must give impetus to all parties in the project, such as the Environmental Management Agency, to consolidate existing activities and build capacity with regards to ensuring sustainability in waste disposal and management. at all levels, let us remain conscious of risks associated with waste and pollution. These include those relating to the health of communities, degradation of the natural ecosystem, threats to food security, and climate change. As such, highly efficient waste collection practices, environmental control systems, and appropriate legislation, including the bylaws by the city, must be enforced across our local authorities. Indiscriminate dumping and littering should never be tolerated. I challenge all citizens to equally play your part as stewards to a clean and healthy environment. We must reject filthy environments and the dirty in our communities. I get so disturbed, Mayor Makonya. But you don't have a TV, Mararaka Unganam Towns. That is a night. What am I dropping? A chain. As we find the corner, Vanaska, Vanakoman, Vanababa, Vana, my vacation as a good egg. As much poor Pama to Tamara. As fast. Ladies and gentlemen, over the years, I have observed that our once beautiful infrastructure in cities and towns is fast been deteriorating. This has seen potholes on our roads, erratic water supplies, and a poor street lighting, amongst other challenges. Collectively, we must address these matters together. I take the opportunity of this event to call upon Harare City Council and all local authorities to scale up the mobilization of financial resources to develop modern infrastructure befitting the prosperous and empowered upper middle income status, which is our aspiration and vision. Transition to Vision 2030 and development of world-class cities requires seamless unity of purpose and greater collaboration as we undertake citizen-focused and mutually beneficial programs and projects. The old ways of doing business should now be a thing of the past. Let us restore the dignity and the well-being of our communities. The culture of quality service delivery and putting the people first must be cardinal principles of our public sector. On this part, my administration remains committed to nurturing clean environments and minimizing incidences of diseases while enhancing the aesthetics of all our communities. Sakandaka Tishanu Chokutanga Pamwezi, Nika Yose, Ngai Tsaire, Kutakuti, Matino Gara, Michene. Zvinenge zvakanaka kuti usati watsvaira paruvazhe panze. Kukichini poto ngadziva tedzasukwa nendiro kwakachena. Blanketsi pamubhedha paunovati agara akawachiwa akachena saitenda. Zvaunopfeka
nyangwe zvisingadhuri ngazvichene zviainiwe. Kana wagona kucheresa mumba mako, hazvizonetsi kuti tibatane tichenese nyika ikwedu.
This is why our national cleanup and beautification program is continuously being entrenched into our culture as Zimbabweans, because we want us to embrace cleanliness, which I am told is nearness to God. However, much more still needs to be done. I have observed with satisfaction that stakeholders in the private sector, community groups, and individual citizens have integrated the cleanup day into their annual work calendar. Those companies that have adopted this, I say to you, congratulations. I commend this development and urge all players to consistently observe the cleanup calendar event as we strive to make cleanliness our way of life. It is my expectation that the milestones attained to date should be celebrated and consolidated. Muna akasvika achibva kwaanobva, zvikuru sei kunyika dzavarungu, osvika paairport yeZimbabwe, anobva aona kuti vanhu veZimbabwe vanogona. Zveda kutevera kuti azobva paairport awane dhorobha rakachena sezvakaita airport yedu yakanaka. Ndozvatiri kuronga. It is my expectation that the milestones attained to date should be accelerated and consolidated. I have no doubt that the momentum will be maintained while also roping in more stakeholders, including small to medium enterprises and vendors in our respective towns. After all, access to a clean environment is a fundamental basic human right and is the lifeblood towards achieving sustainable socio-economic development. In conclusion, I once again congratulate Geo Pomona Waste Management. Kumana Maripan. Kana makambo famba pano basati vauya pano, mukanga makuti ndipo here. Nokunaka kwakaita makorokoto vakomana nevasikana. The Second Republic is proud for this transformation by this facility, which was previously in ISO, into a promising modern and clean infrastructure. The mayor wedu wamakono ari pano. Iko zvino muka hakachiko kandaro chimutsuri. Our mayor. Wamakono. Now, when visitors come to visit you from the region, I am sure you feel proud to bring them and show them what you have achieved here. This project must emerge as a flagship waste to energy project that can be replicated in other parts of our country. Pandai taura nomukomana wangu. Chiti zvino uchangogumira pano here kana kubuda. Choda kuita kuna mamwe madhorobha. Chinoita zvakadai. congratulations of your forward thinking. My government will support you. I wish you great success as you accelerate the implementation of this project. Meanwhile, I challenge the Minister of Local Government and Public Works and the City of Harare, along with the investors, to remain focused towards the speedy completion of this project. With these remarks, comrades and friends, ladies and gentlemen, I have the honor to declare the official commencement of the Geo Pomona West to Energy project. God bless you all. God bless you all.
Now also in attendance at Geo Pomona was the Vice President General, retired Dr. Constantino Chiwenga, and here's what he had to say.
Geo Pomona West to NH site. As the name suggests, the innovation will convert the old dump site into a modern garbage plant that will supply power generated from West. Indeed, this is a milestone occasion as it dovetails with our president's trust for transformation and modernization of our towns and cities into a world-class standard. I have no doubt that such mega projects will give us the impetus to accelerate towards Vision 2030 in support of the President's quest of an empowered upper middle income society. Distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, the Second Republic, under the visionary leadership of the President, declared zero tolerance to litter in an endeavor to keep our cities and environment clean. Therefore, in pursuit of this overarching goal, he introduced the National Cleanup Campaign, which is observed every first Friday of each month. It is pleasing, therefore, to note that all the litter and solid waste from the city of Harare shall be put to good use as the feedstock for Geo Pomona West to NH power plant. Government urges all our urban councils who are neglecting their statutory role of waste collection to scale up efforts and keep our cities clean as espoused by the President. In that regard, he has challenged local authorities to prioritize waste management in their budgets to enhance service delivery. And service delivery shall be achieved. Distinguished guests, this project is evidenced of success story of public-private partnerships in which government provides an enabling business operating environment for a private sector-led economic growth. I am reliably informed that Geo Pomona Waste Management Private Limited has employed nearly 200 locals from our city and those who are scavenging here on this project. As government, we are glad that the West Rehabilitation Program will not only make the city of Harare clean, but also generate power and create employment.
Now, the recently appointed mayor of the city of Harare, he's from the opposition Triple C party, Ian Makone, spoke at the event. He was in attendance and he expressed some dissatisfaction on some of the contents of the agreement between the city of Harare and Geo Pomona, saying that they are unjustifiable. Here's a listen to what the mayor had to say.
Very brief.